Okay, I'll admit it. When I was a kid, having something new to wear on that first day of school was really important to me. I had this little ritual of leaving the labels on everything, and I'd leave my new shoes still in their box until the night before school started. Then I'd take everything out and try it all on a half a dozen times. It was exciting. It was a rite of passage, a way of marking off the season, starting a fresh new year. So when my son started going to school, it was a ritual that I looked forward to sharing with them. But something had changed. It wasn't fun anymore. It had to be brand name this and designer that. If I dared to look at anything that was on sale, I'd get a moan and a, "Oh, Mom." But what really troubled me was that it wasn't about buying what they really liked. It was about fitting in, being dressed exactly the same as every kid on that first day of school. Now, my daughter, on the other hand, was happy to plow through the second-hand clothes that friends and family have passed down to her. Granted, she's only 4, but she gets more joy out of finding a recycled treasure in the closet than my sons do when they come home with bags full of new clothes. What's really neat is that she gets almost the same amount of pleasure when she's outgrown something. She'll bring it to me to pass down to the next little girl on our recycling list. She isn't bothered by the tremendous pressure that advertisers put on kids to want, want, want. If it isn't designer clothes or athlete indoor sports gear, it's sugary breakfast cereal or some plastic goop that we're supposed to believe is a hearty school snack. And you know what? It isn't just back-to-school stuff either. By next week, the stores will be full of Halloween junk. They'll milk that until November 1st, when they'll be decking the halls for the holidays. There's never a break. And maybe that's the point. We simply can't continue to up the ante every year. It just isn't sustainable. Our pocketbooks can't take it, and neither can the planet. Maybe that's the back-to-school lesson we all need to learn.